You're listening to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt, and again, we're back at it. We just got done talking about the Oscars for like 5 million episodes, right? But today, we're going to talk about the 2022 Grammys. Yes, another award show. I don't know if you watched it, but I did. It's 4 hours. I'll never get back. But, you know, I do it for you. It's a labor of love. I watch every one of these dumb award shows. And, we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about some really bizarre symbolism. You know, at first glance when I watched them, I didn't think there was really much to talk about, as I normally do lately. But then, upon further research, there's actually a good amount of symbolism here. We're going to talk about Silk Sonic summoning the devil. Oh my goodness. Not Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Yes, those two. We're going to talk about Lil Nas X giving us Freemasonic symbolism and talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. Zelensky made a cameo. Billie Eilish. We're going to close out with Billie Eilish. You know, she was one of my top Illuminati picks a couple years back. I thought there was going to be big moves for her. She did not disappoint. Now, if you're watching the video, if you're a tier 2 supporter or you're on the Rockfin, I'm having a bad hair day. Don't hold that against me, all right? Now, let's talk about some preamble Grammys talk. Louis C.K. won Best Comedy Album, which apparently was a big to-do. You know, they canceled Louis C.K. He got canceled. But here he is, winning a Grammy. Arguing the question of, does cancel culture even exist? And look, if you want to talk personal opinions, I like Louis C.K. I think he's a funny guy. I think he's a very talented comedian. Obviously, I don't support or endorse any of the stuff these artists do, but I've always held and maintained the philosophy that you separate the art from the artist. If he did something illegal, do your prison time. Or make your amends, or pay off the people, or whatever it is you do, right? We all fall short of the glory of God, I say. But and that includes R. Kelly, right? He did some really creepy things, apparently, right? Terrible. But he's in prison, he's doing his time. And I've always kind of had the controversial stance of, like, you don't have to endorse R. Kelly's actions if you still want to enjoy the music. And the real controversial thing I always say is, unless you're willing to stop listening to Michael Jackson, you can just forget about this cancel culture talk, all right? Anyway, so Louis C.K. won a comedy album, Grammy. The sponsors for the show, surprisingly, another cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, sponsored the Grammys, along amongst other people, right? Now, what's curious, you know, I plug Copy My Crypto. If you're on the free feed, you get the ads, right? One of the ads I plug is Copy My Crypto. And my man James from Copy My Crypto told me some very interesting news, some rumors about what's going to go down this week on Thursday. There's rumors swirling that Apple is going to be accepting cryptos or Bitcoin or something like that via the Strike network, the Lightning network, which is a huge to-do. If that happens, then cryptos are going to go all the way up. All the way up, baby. To the moon we go. So, anyway. If you want to know more about that, like I always say, copymycrypto.com/Isaac. ISAAC, two A's for double awesome. And you can sign up to get a sweet little deal through that. If you don't know anything about cryptos, he makes it real easy for you. But yeah, Binance, you know, this crypto thing is going to take off. And I don't know if you saw there's some global elite group, and the woman on there was talking about how blockchain's the way of the future. And just like I said back in 2017 when I was talking to you is about Bitcoin, and I wrote a book about it and all that stuff. Or I wrote a book, and inside the book featured a chapter about Bitcoin. The book's called Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture. It's the self-titled book for the podcast. Anyhow, my whole beef with crypto was I felt like from the beginning, this is the Illuminati utopian fantasy. They can track every single thing that ever goes down. Whereas if I get U.S. dollars, you know, I get them greenbacks, baby. I'm off the record. I'm off the grid. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pull out some money. I thought I had some ones here, but I don't. I'm broke. Turns out I'm broke. I'm in this studio, and I thought I had some dollars there. Now, okay, let's get into it. Performances. Silk Sonic, which is a group. It's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and they put on this like 70s pimp shtick, okay? They performed a song called 777. Now, this is a number that's been in the rotation a lot. We've talked about it many times, going all the way back to Rihanna, to Beyonce's, I believe it was the Black is King video. I did a whole show on that where she flashes the number. Lotto, a new sort of up-and-coming popular rapper, she's got a whole album named 777. And now Silk Sonic, right? And I don't follow Silk Sonic, but it's a very curious number. They're actually using it for the idea of gambling in Las Vegas, but we're gonna come right back to that. So hold that thought. But when you look at the occult, 777 is the path to divinity. They think that God, it's a number that represents God and the Holy Trinity, right? And to them, of course, it's their blasphemous mockery of such that man can become God. That's what they believe. Crowley, Aleister Crowley, for example, has a book called Liber 777, and it's a book of ritual elements. It's got a table of correspondences, which one can use to talk to the angels, the aliens, John Dee's Enochian language given to Adam. I got a new book on John Dee, written by Jason Louvre. So far, I love it. Shout out to my man over there at Wind and Sea Coffee. WindanSea. He's got this CBD coffee. This is not an ad. This is not a sponsor. But he sent me this book. I buy coffee. I subscribe every month. And he sent me this book on John Dee. And I'm very grateful for it. It's an outstanding book to pair with some outstanding coffee. sorry, it's early. It's early in the morning. I'm feeling a little funky. My hair's a little crazy. We're going off the path here a little bit. So, why are we talking about that? John Dee. Oh, yeah, the table of correspondences, Aleister Crowley. Well, the seven, when another viewpoint from the occult, they believe in this philosophy of Kabbalah, right? A way that man can become God, a path to deification. And when you look at the Kabbalistic tree of life, it has 10 circles. These are the Sephirot. These are the emanations of God's original mind, because they believe that the overmind, the global consciousness, the mind of God is kind of what we're all a part of, in a way. So the Kabbalist, they use this tree of life and the Sephirot to try to embody each element of God and move up the path to God, right? Well, one of the paths is a zigzag pattern. And they use gematria to go up and down this tree. Anyway, it's all about paths to wisdom. And the seven represents the lightning bolt. As you can imagine, if you depict a lightning bolt, it looks like a sequence of sevens. So that's the pattern in which one could traverse the Kabbalistic tree of life. All these different ideas. But 777, some say these triple numbers are angel numbers. But 777 is represented as the Holy Trinity, the holy number of God. And that's what I argue. These occultists, they think man can become God. That's what they want, all right? Now, in this music video or the song, is that what they're talking about? Not really. But wait, maybe they are. Bear with me for just a minute. 777, this song, it's about Las Vegas, but it's weird, right? If you put on your conspiracy hat and get a little paranoid, which we do, if you look at the lyrics, he says, I'm about to buy Las Vegas after this roll. Come on, 777, let's go. Now, I thought, before I dug into this song, I thought 777 referred to the slot machines, where you would have three sevens in a row and you'd win, right? You'd hit the jackpot. But apparently, if you look at the lyrics, this is his own lyrics, he's talking about craps, which is my game. That's my jam. Don't mess with me if I'm on the craps table. And in the craps game, if you don't know how to play craps, you're given the dice, two dice, you roll them on your come out roll if you're a new roller, right? And the idea is that you want to roll a seven on your come out because that wins. If you don't roll seven, you establish a point. And the idea is you keep rolling until you hit that point. Now, the problem is, statistically, rolling a seven from two dice is the most commonly rolled number. So on the come out, the roller has the advantage, the statistical advantage. After that, the house now has the advantage, because if you roll another seven, you crap out. All right? So you really only want the seven on the come out roll. But it's the most commonly rolled number, so you got a good shot, right? And I thought that's, you know, if you look at it, that's what he's talking about. He says, I'm about to buy Las Vegas after this roll. Come on, 777, let's go. Well, in theory, that's wrong. He should be saying, I'm about to buy Las Vegas after this roll. Come on, seven, let's go. But he's saying 777, which doesn't make sense. But here's what's weird. Why is he saying 777 if he's talking about rolling a dice, which he would only roll a seven once, right? That's one thing. Then the other, you never say the word seven at a craps table. It's bad luck. You don't do it. People will shush you. You will not be popular there. It's kind of like when you play craps, there's a pass line and a don't pass line. The pass line, basically you think the roller is going to win the game. The don't pass line statistically has a slight advantage, but you don't play that. I mean, you can, some people do, but you don't want to play that because that's bad mojo, right? You're betting against everyone else at the table and you're all on the same team trying to take the house's money. But let's tie this into the occult, because you didn't come here to talk about Las Vegas and craps. If you say the number seven at a craps table, it's bad luck. But also, the number seven is referred to as the devil. Yes. It's not just bad luck. Seven is the devil. And the stick man and the dealer, they'll say that. So it seems, in a way, that Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak are summoning the devil. They're calling upon the devil. Is that a crazy theory? It's a little nutty. But none of the rest of this makes any sense. So I'm floating it out there. And look, I never liked Bruno Mars. I hate to be the guy to do this, but is nobody going to talk about Bruno Mars appropriating black culture here? Walking around like he's a 70s black pimp? He's a Puerto Rican Jew from Hawaii. And he's putting on this pimp act. I've never liked Bruno Mars. I've always disliked the guy. I don't like Anderson .Paak either for no apparent reason. I don't know why. So for that reason, I'm out. But anyway, Bruno Mars, I've talked about him many times in the past. He was on The Cleveland Show, which was a spinoff of Family Guy. It's a cartoon show. And there was an episode called Menace to Society. And it was all about hip-hop and secret societies. And guess who was in it? Bruno Mars. He also had that song to stick on the Kabbalah idea. He had a song called The Other Side. And The Other Side is a reference in Kabbalah to the other side of the Tree of Life, the dark side of the Tree of Life, where the Klipoth reside, where the demonic energies reside. And the song is about living forever and making the Faustian bargain. I'm going to read you the lyrics in case you don't believe me. He says, and once you cross the line, you can't change your mind. Yeah, I'm a monster, but I'm no Frankenstein. And quite frankly, I've been feeling insane in between my eyes. I really can't explain what I feel inside. If you knew what I was, you would run and hide. Many have tried to go into the night, cross over the line, and come back alive. But that's the price we're paying when we're living on the other side. It's better if you don't understand. Many have tried to go into the night, cross over the line, and come back alive. But that's the price we're paying when we living on the other side. I think he sold his soul to the devil. I really do. Do you remember he was arrested in 2010 for felony possession of cocaine? A felony. He got arrested in Las Vegas, ironically. And charges got dismissed. Yeah, just dismissed. I dare you to go out with enough coke in your pocket for a felony and get arrested. See what happens. See if they just let you off the hook. And Anderson .Paak, he tattooed just recently. He tattooed on his arm a message about how if he dies, no one's allowed to posthumously release his albums or his records or something like that. What do these guys know? They know some things, right? Also, they later went up on stage to receive an award, and Anderson .Paak had his fly down, which I bet was incredibly embarrassing for him. It's kind of funny, though. Now, moving on, Lil Nas X. He showed up on the red carpet. He had a butterfly logo on his outfit, which all the conspiracy people, we all say, look, that's a symbol for Project Monarch, mind control symbolism. Maybe, right? But here's my beef with that. Not that I'm saying that that's wrong, but I don't know, butterflies are a pretty common sort of insect, symbol, whatever. But maybe, right? Let's keep that in mind. And I'll put all these images on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe, link in the show notes as always. And by the way, you better like and subscribe because Wednesday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern, I will be making a big announcement and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be so great. I'm going to do it live on Instagram. I want to see all of you there, but you got to like and subscribe. Otherwise, you're not going to get the notification. So Lil Nas X, he comes out to perform. He comes out in the black robe, which if you recall the Super Bowl with Madonna and CeeLo Green and MIA, they all wore this black Egyptian dark art stuff. And that's what this looks like. It looks like the same damn outfit. And I don't think he's opposed to using these dark art symbolism, obviously, right? So I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing Saturnian death cult symbolism, just like CeeLo Green, Madonna, and MIA did, calling upon the gods of Egypt. The Saturnian dark arts. And then, very apropos, he performed Montero, which was his song about twerking on Satan. And you remember he released those shoes with the blood and the pentagrams and it was the 666, all that stuff, right? He was flashing all those images in the background too, by the way. Well, he's performing, and we see a sculpture, a bust, if you will, behind him, a large sculpture of his head. And you'll notice, because you're looking at the images on my Instagram, I'm sure, the sculpture was odd. It was like half of his skull was exposed, right? Which is really strange, because if we're talking skulls, we're talking occult. And this goes back to the Knights Templar, who had set up the first international corporation banking system, right? But they were accused of worshiping, you know, the Baphomet. But they were also accused of worshiping a skull. They supposedly carried a skull around with them. And some claim that this was the skull of John the Baptist. But skulls in Freemasonry symbolize mortality and death. And that's where the memento mori term comes from. Remembers to remember your death. And by the way, the weekend, we talked about him many times, especially after his Super Bowl performance. He was tweeting a bunch of stuff from his Memento Mori account. But in Freemasonry, they have a chamber of reflection in which the candidate, the initiate, sits and ponders his life, right? And death. Remember, you're going to die. So when we see this weird bust with one eye exposed, like the all-seeing eye, I'd argue maybe we're seeing some Freemasonic initiation type ideas. Maybe. Does that mean he's going to be in the Freemasons? I don't know. He swung his microphone like a penis. Everyone was quite upset about that. And he was tweeting about how he was going to go have sex with a stranger that night and all this stuff, right? Seems like the kind of guy you want writing books to your kids, right? Which is really, that's really my only beef with the guy. His music's fine. It's not my cup of tea, but it's fine. Whatever. And my whole thing is like, you can quite literally do anything you want with your penis. I don't care what you do, as long as it's with a consenting adult. Go for it, bro. I don't care. But my beef with Lil Nas X is he used his fame from Old Town Road. That was his breakout hit, right? It was universally loved by children all over the place. They, kids obsessing to it and listening to it on Kids Bop or whatever the hell they listen to it on, is what made him rich and famous. That's what got him his position. So he was under threat of becoming a one-hit wonder, so he wrote a kid's book to capitalize on that fame. Then, a month or two later, after releasing this kid's book, he starts releasing all this imagery of him twerking on Satan and selling shoes with blood and pentagrams on it. I mean, it's like, bro, what are you doing, man? This is probably the most damning example of the Illuminati or whoever influencing these artists to draw in children and then flip the script on them. You get their attention and then boom, you flip it around on them. And look, I don't have kids, but that's pretty appalling to me. And I'm like, bro, you want to swing a microphone like a penis? I don't care. Go for it, dude. Just keep the kids out of it. That's what's gross to me about the whole thing. I'm going to move on. I don't want this to sound like grouchy old dad talking. All right. He also tweeted this. If I don't leave with Grammys tomorrow, I will be formally turning in my resignation letter to the Illuminati. Ain't that something? He's joking about it. Is he? I don't know. Zelensky, the Ukrainian president there, guy. Now, originally, they were talking about Zelensky appearing at the Oscars, and that didn't happen. But he did have a video message at the Grammys asking for support and whatnot. Which, look, that's a whole different argument, discussion point. I previously made two shows about the dark arts of Russia and Alexander Dugin's influence on what's happening. Because I feel like that's an important point that needs to be addressed. Now, that's not to say I defend Zelensky in Ukraine. I don't know anything about him. No clue. I'm very opposed to any nation invading some other country just because they want to take it over. I'm not cool with that. But I don't know. I don't know anything about Zelensky. I don't know anything about Ukraine. Seems a little shady because Zelensky was Dancing with the Stars or whatever the hell it was over there. And it's weird, like, we don't typically get these kinds of messagings when there's skirmishes in other countries. We don't usually get these petitions on our pop culture award shows. It's a very strange thing. Anyway, Zelensky gives this video message asking for support and parlays it up to none other than John Legend to perform. Yes, John Legend, you might remember him. Him and Chrissy Teigen were in the midst of the pizza email scandal, if you recall, back in 2017. Liz Crokin, this journalist lady, she apparently was on him pretty hard back then, right? Talking about their weird social media posts, which, to be fair, they were weird. I read them. It was like, you know, she was using a ton of pizza emojis, which is one thing, whatever. People like pizza, turns out. But they had a lot of weird jokes about, like, kids and stuff, and it was in real poor taste. I remember reading them, because back then, before they censored the internet, there was, like, Reddit forums and stuff where they compiled all these weird posts they'd made. And they did have some, like, cringy things about, like, kids underage and stuff. I don't remember what they were. I tried to find them, because I wanted to back it up with facts and tell you what they were. But as you could imagine, the search engines have buried all of them. Reddit probably deleted them. You know, like a country with free speech does. Now, to be fair, it's not the government that did it. It's the corporations. A lot of, you know, Bernie, when he was running, he talked about the oligarchy running this thing. And that's the corporations. The money runs it, right? They're the ones influencing all the decisions. So Google, Reddit, all them companies, they, you know, apparently had something to do with it. Now, some of the photos of John Legend and Chrissy Teigen show them on Epstein Island, allegedly. But the claim is that they were photoshopped. So, look, choose your own reality. I'm not getting involved with this. They were, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were suing people, if you remember. So I'm not getting involved with it. There's theories and claims on both sides of this. And good luck finding any of it online. I'm sure it's out there. I dug around a little bit and just gave up. I was like, oh, forget it. Finally, Billie Eilish, the Illuminati sweetheart. I've talked about her many times. She had a music video called Happier Than Ever last year. And that's what she performed at the Grammys. Now, what's really weird, and I'm going to post this image on the Instagram. You got to see it to believe it. What's weird is that the music video showed her in this house that eventually gets flooded. And that's kind of what we see at the Grammys. It's the same exact house, same exact interior. Same thing, right? Now, what's weird is that in the music video, in this house, she's wearing a shirt. And the shirt says, I don't need to sell my soul. All right. And because we always talk about the Faustian bargain, of course, that hits all the red alarms. Now, fast forward to the Grammys. She's performing in this house, the same exact house from the video, except it's inverted. It's upside down. And here's what's bizarre, because of course you've got the as above, so below, obviously represented here with the inverted reality. And that goes back to the, you know, Hermes Trismegistus and the Hermetic laws and the law of correspondence and the idea of the macrocosm and the microcosm connected, meaning it ties into ideas of magical thinking of reality from inside the mind, creating and influencing a reality outside in the world. But that's what you see sometimes when you see inverted imagery like that. That's kind of what they try to evoke, the directors. But I'm going to float a different idea here. A really bizarre idea. The Grammys, she's wearing a shirt with Taylor Hawkins. That's right, the drummer from the Foo Fighters that died. So in some ways, it's the same performance in the same house, only this one's inverted, and her shirt is now different. Her shirt used to say, I don't need to sell my soul. But now it's a photo of Taylor Hawkins. Why is that? Is she saying Taylor Hawkins sold his soul? Is she saying that Dave Grohl did? Because that's kind of the idea of that I float with my Foo Fighters show with Dave Grohl, which, oh, by the way, bonus episode coming to the supporters only this week, Studio 666 Film Analysis. We're going to go through Dave Grohl's book, Storyteller, where he flat out tells you maybe he sold his soul to the devil through various rituals that he did. And we're going to compare the movie plot with reality, and I'm going to tell you how these two things paralleled. As bizarre as that may seem, that this horror movie, Studio 666, would somehow be a real-life event, I'm telling you, it was. Crazy. But you got to be a supporter. You got to be on the supporter feeds to get it. So make it happen. So in conclusion, there was some Illuminati symbolism at the 2022 Grammys. Some very strange things going on there with Billie Eilish's shirt. Lil Nas X, of course, continuing to do his thing. And then the Silk Sonic 777 theory that, to me, doesn't add up. Some other random ideas. There's a weird moment where Avril Lavigne's clone handed out an award to Doja Cat and SZA. I guess Doja Cat was taking a leak? I don't know. And then she started crying, but there was no tears. It was very strange. They zoomed in. There was no tears. She's crying, but no tears. Then the best performance. I like the her, Travis Barker, and Lenny Kravitz performance. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was good. But there you go. That's the 2022 Grammys. I wanted to make a quick show this morning for you, because I know a lot of you were on the socials saying, oh, I can't wait to see what Isaac's got to say, and sometimes I got nothing to say. There actually wasn't a lot on this one, but I think there's some interesting ideas worth pointing out, so here we are. Thanks for listening, and again, follow me on Instagram to A, check out all these images from the show today that I'm talking about, and to B, Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 6th, I'm going to make an announcement on there live. Live, you got to be there live. I'll do a little Q&A maybe. Yeah, probably, definitely. I'll do a little Q&A after I do my big announcement. So Instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt, link in the show notes as always. Until next time, stay woke.